As I stated previously, the text for today is the Old Testament lesson read a moment ago from the 8th chapter of the book of Amos. It ended at verse 7. I would like to repeat verse 7 and then continue on reading for a couple of verses. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, indeed I will never forget any of their deeds. Because of this will not the land quake and everyone who dwells in it mourn. Indeed, all of it will rise up like the Nile, and it will be tossed about and subside like the Nile of Egypt. And it will come about in that day, declares the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon and make the earth dark in broad daylight. Words typical of the prophet Amos. Amos was sent basically by God to indict God's children in his day and age. They were living in a life of unprecedented prosperity when Amos came on the scene. Never before had the economy been doing as well as it was doing in the history of God's people. It seemed like the rich were indeed getting richer, and the poor were getting poorer. We read elsewhere in the book of Amos that the people, many of the people anyway, the people Amos was talking to, had two homes. They had their regular homes. They had their summer homes, put it into our day and age. They had a home down here and they had a home up north. It was an age of luxury when the finest of articles were purchased for use by God's people in their homes, in their everyday life. And Amos gives us a glimpse in his words this morning to us of how that was happening. You heard him. Hear this, you who trample the needy. The luxury was coming at the expense of the needy. To do away with the humble of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales. What's that sound like? Yeah. There was a whole lot of cheating going on at other people's expense. Inflation was running rampant. People were being forced to pay more for the basic necessities of life. Sounds awful familiar, doesn't it? Into such a scenario steps the prophet Amos. And Amos, in our words, indicts the people who are obviously religious people. The ones who are cheating the scales, the ones who are engaged in the dishonest work, well, they're religious people because they're observing the new moon, they're observing the Sabbath. We might say they're good churchgoers, but Amos says, here's what you're doing, and don't think God doesn't know. You're sitting there during the church service, and your mind is anywhere but on the church service. Your mind is anywhere but on the Word of God. Your mind is on your money. Your mind is on your cares. Your mind is not where it needs to be. You're sitting there looking at your watches, wondering when the service is going to end so you can get out there and cheat some more. Obviously, their religious faith was not translating into ethical behavior in the marketplace. That's what Amos says in our text. Hear this, you who trample the needy. And the words sound very familiar because I must admit that quite often my mind is not where it needs to be. Even when I'm here in this building, in this place, on this occasion, I'm concerned and thinking about how I'm going to pay for that car that won't start. I'm sitting here and thinking about how I am going to pull this one off. The words of Amos are universal. And Amos reminds his hearers, and he reminds you and me today, that this kind of thing does not set too well with God. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, indeed I will never forget any of their deeds. Ominous words, are they not? They're right in line with the rest of the prophets. Joel, you know, the people were looking forward to the day of the Lord. A day of redemption, a day of vindication or whatever. And Amos comes in and says, look, the day of the Lord is going to be a day of vengeance because of what you've done. And Amos says the same thing here. Words that may make an individual quake. And yet in an odd kind of way, we find in these words of Amos tremendous hope. Even in the words, I will never forget any of their deeds. And then God goes on. Did this sound familiar to you at all? It will come about in that day, declares the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon and make the earth dark in broad daylight. Remind you of anything? How about Good Friday? When the Son of God hung on Calvary's tree, paid the price for the sin of the world. You'll recall the sun was darkened at noon. You will recall that. The earth was dark at noon when the sacrifice of the Son of God was being made. And why was that sacrifice made? Here's the irony in Amos' words. Because God did not forget our deeds. Because God remembered how sinful we are. Because God remembered just how far off the mark we are. Because God remembered each and every deed that we have done against Him that He dislikes, that He abhors. He sent His Son to make payment for them. Did Amos realize he was saying this when he spoke these words? I doubt it. But he spoke them all the same. We find tremendous gospel in these words of Amos. These words of the Lord through Amos. I will never forget their deeds. And we thank God this day that He didn't. Because that remembrance caused Him to send His Son to pave my way to heaven eternally. It's a wonderful thing when you read through the prophets and you come across something like this, because we are reminded once again of the great lengths and the great love which God is willing to show to me, a sinful human being. I may at times be reflective of the people Amos is talking to in our text. But at the same time, I know I am one of those people for whom He died. Amen.